spoofing a fingerprint got easier. Some researchers at Michigan State University's there in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering used a very cool hack. You might want to go to this link, Leo. Okay. It's agic.cc/en. agic.cc/en. This is the Japanese company which sells, and if you click on the hobbyist side up at the top, those two blocks, they sell the ability to print a circuit board.
Oh, that's neat.
Isn't that cool?
That's neat.
So they have a, and this is something that people are doing. So they have a special paper which receives a high silver content ink. So there are a number of inkjet printers which are compatible, and they list those further down that page. You replace its three cartridges with their three cartridges and use their paper, and you can then print working circuits.
Wow, that is really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
It is really neat.
I got to tell Father Robert, we'll do a know-how with that one. That's awesome.
Totally makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, poke some holes through and then run some components through and you're good to go.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it's conductive, which means it's going to have a variable capacitance just like a fingerprint's ridges do.
Oh, dear.
So now this is the new way of spoofing fingerprint
readers. You can inkjet print them.
Yes. Yes.
What?
So you take a picture of somebody's fingerprint, maybe from their own phone or maybe from, you know, the wine glass that you handed them. Because you wanted them to get a clean thumbprint from them.
Right.
So then you horizontally invert it, clean it up, and then print it at 1-to-1 size using this inkjet printer with their paper and their ink. This makes a conductive raised ridges copy of the fingerprint, and it does work. They may not have had an iPhone, but they did talk. They said they opened a Samsung Galaxy S6 and a Huawei Honor 7 that were both biometrically locked, and it's just easy. The previous hack or spoof that we described back when the fingerprint reader was new came from Germany's Chaos Computer Club. And we'll remember that they did this using a gummy finger, which they had 2.5D printed. They had a 2.5D printer and some sort of a gummy stuff. So they created, because they understood they needed 3D-ness. And they may have sprayed it with something to make it conductive afterwards. I don't remember. But now we have an advance of the technology where, you just print a fingerprint. Or you could keep a spare fingerprint in your wallet if you needed to.
Handy. If you lose your hand, you can always.
Yeah, exactly. Or you need to give it to a relative or something.
Here's my fingerprint. You know? Yeah. You can use this.
Fingerprint.
Yeah. Get it in my phone. If, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, very cool.